Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos,
pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Tenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te altera. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle con nadie mire. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ahí va. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Heavy hitter. Just play. To want to music. Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área. Colombia, RT, ya tú sabes qué es lo que es. Ya.
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry about the change up this week, but I had to work Monday. I'm sorry about that. So the school is normally scheduled at Monday at 5. Thanks for listening in when you get the chance. I appreciate you taking time out your day to check out Food for the Soul with Stephen Moncler and Weldon. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it, and I'm glad that you do. Trust and believe. I'm very appreciative. I know that there has been a lot of crazy weather going on up north, and the city has shut down for a few days. The weather in South Carolina is not that bad right now. It's pleasant. we have lost someone in our family this morning. A great aunt of mine, I think. Yeah, great aunt. I always start the show for encouragement or enlightenment, then I go into the show. Because sometimes I like to shake things up a little bit, get on the edge, such as life, because we never know what tomorrow might hold or bring. Today's encouragement or enlightenment is something I always talk about a lot on more than one occasion. It's counting the cost of future projection or everything that you do. Life is a business, and business is life. Never get caught up in your emotions trying to make long-term decisions. You have to count the cost. For example, buying a house is a big deal for a lot of people, and congratulations to those that are buying a home or are thinking about buying a home or in the process of buying a home. You have to count the cost because this is a long-term project. Most houses go for 15, 20 to 30 years. And you have to do a self-evaluation of where you're at in time. And do you think you have enough finances to keep this thing going for that long a period of time? Do you have enough income residual or any other income that can maintain this house? Because if you have a job that is not a career job or a part-time job, I would advise you to get your money right first. Because if you're not making a certain income, you overwhelm yourself because it might sound like a good idea, but to the average house payment is about $1,000 a month. That don't include everything else, so you won't have to make almost $2,000 a month to maintain a house or purchasing a home. That don't include everything else that might go wrong with this house or anything else. There's nothing wrong with having a big dream, but are you getting yourself in line for this dream? Sometimes we think of something and it might sound like a good idea, but are you willing to make it happen? Are you being complacent? Like, for example, when I first started Food for the Soul over a year ago, I didn't know what I was doing. I was still trying to feel my way. And I'm still feeling my way, but each level is progress. Last year, I used to have to write down everything I had to say. This year, I'm not writing down anything. I don't have to. Not bragging or boasting, but that's progress. And each show is going to get better and better. Like I say, it's about motivation, encouragement, and enlightenment, the first couple of minutes. Because you have to sit down and assess where you're trying to go and how you plan to get there. If I know I want to go to New York, I'm not going to go to Florida first. That's not the direction I need to go. I need to go straight to New York. I need to head north, not south. And this show is about a lot of things, life living changes. Just ponder where you plan to go in the next couple of months or the next year. Where do you see yourself? And ask yourself this one question. Am I doing everything in my power to get there, or am I being lazy? Blessing when it comes to those people that are moving or have movement. Anything that stays still will die. Part of the show, I'd like to give a shout out to Blue Levin Gatson, Stacy, Jason, Jennifer Oyo, Shane All, to my two nieces and my nephew. Love y'all guys. If you have any questions, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, if you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. I would love to hear feedback from you on Food for the Soul. Please check out my website, ramon.freshfitness.com. That's ramon.freshfitness.com. If you want to be a guest calling, the number is 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934. Food for the Soul menu. Chicken breast stuffed with crab meat, Jamaican rice and beans, and dessert, fried banana, tossed in powdered sugar. Drink Snake Attack. Where did your true love lie? Is it with God? Is it with yourself? Is it with your boyfriend or your husband or your children or your career? Where does your true love lie? What's your first love? And only you can answer that question. And if you know what the answer is, you align yourself to make that love greater or better. So I hope it's not a crazy answer to a true question. I'd like to give a shout-out, happy birthday shout-out to my girl, Alessandra Jennings. She's been a co-host on the show for a while, last year. She was a great friend. Lord knows I get on her nerves. She tells me the truth like it's T.I. is. She don't cut no corners. We've been friends since I was in college years ago. And she's a true blue person. And I appreciate her honesty and her loyalty and how she really feels about what she's saying. She's at 100. That's a true friend, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. She always give me feedback. She always answer my questions. She always keep it real. She's a nurse. She does a great job. She's somebody that you like to have on your team, but I got her first. Sorry, no sharing. That's what friends are for. To tell you when you're messing up, when you're doing bad. They encourage you in your darkest hour. They inspire you. They lift you. They build you. That's what you need in your team, a good friend. You need, when you're building a team to go to the next level, you got to have somebody there to help you get there. You can't do it by yourself. I'm trying to tell you, you cannot do this thing by yourself. You'll be doggone tired. It ain't going to happen. You've got to have people on your side to get you where you got to go. And everybody is not for you. And some people is against you. But the heck with those people. You know who's on your team. Just like when you're choosing a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or wife. You need to get somebody on your team. You cannot build a future old dream or old person that is not trying to get there with you. I'm just being real. Stop living off emotions and fear-filled experiences. Ladies, I talk about this a lot too. And me and Lissandra always talk about this. And she'll be glad to tell me about it when she hears this part. Women, especially women, stop getting fed up with these dudes that you pull out your trust into that don't go no further than when you let them go. In other words, stop building your house on quicksand. If you know this dude don't have a job, education, a wallet, he can't pull your pants up. Why is he trying to make this a husband? Because he's good in the bedroom? Or because the sex is great? can't build a future off of that. And then after a while, the pressure and the demands get high on this person, and you wonder why the relationship failed. First of all, you can't build your foundation, your house on a weak foundation. And a man is the foundation of the family. I'm just being honest. Stop doing that. Stop making the same mistake over and over. It ain't gonna happen. You got a steak dream, but you got a McDonald's budget. Once again, I'd like to give a shout out to Lasana Jenkins. Jenkins, great work. Keep on being a good mom. Love you, girl. We're going to go into the testimony part of the service of the show. Just playing, y'all. The reason I started Food for the Soul, was because at one point I was at the lowest point in my life. And I could not find a job. I would send out resume after resume, going interview after interview in my field of culinary arts. But then it hit me, maybe it wasn't meant for me to find a job at that season. Maybe it was meant for me to start my own thing. So I started Food for the Soul. It was the way for me to encourage myself and to encourage others. I have so far a blog on Google called Food for the Soul. I'm on WordPress, Food for the Soul. I have a page on Facebook, Food for the Soul. Everything was Food for the Soul because this is my brand. This is my label. This is my legacy that I'm going to leave to this generation and the next generation. Like I was saying, I could not find a job nowhere. Here I am, just got out of college, associate in culinary arts, and associates in hospitality management. So, certificates in event management, floor management, and bar management, and some others. I was just naming a few. I could not find a job a couple of years ago. I could not find a job. My passion and my love was always for food, because that's what I grew up doing and been doing all my life. I couldn't find a job. When you got a gift, your gift will always make a way for you. My gift and my passion has taken me to California, to Vegas, to Columbia, to culinary school, to different restaurants through my life in different places. Met a lot of people, and I love doing what I do. But you also got to pay the bills. I'm being honest. I didn't know what to do. So I said to myself, and myself replied back, that sometimes you got to do your own thing. If you can't get into the door, sometimes you have to create the door and walk through it yourself. That's where Food for the Soul started from. Me creating the door, the path, for me to walk through. And I'm glad that you take the time out and listen to each show, or when you can, because I'm grateful. Because without you, there won't be no me. And without me, there won't be no you that listening in. Like I said, I got a great team. I got Lasandra. I know she works a lot, but she calls when she can, and she'll give good feedback and good advice. I got my mom that always in my corner. I got friends and family they're always encouraging me as well. A tree starts with a seed. So I'm starting a tree with a seedling or a seed. And I have no idea how far this thing gonna go or how big it's gonna get. But I know it takes time. Nothing happens overnight. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at WELDONR112@gmail.com. Once again, that's WELDONR112@gmail.com. I'd like to hear from the line, say hello, whatever, how you feeling, what you think of the show. I'd love to hear some feedback. I know y'all listening because the numbers don't lie. And if you want to be a guest calling, please, the number is 646-915-9934. Hard work does pay off. Do the same old, and then you're going to get a different result. It's not going to happen. Just let's be real. If you sit around all day doing nothing, nothing's going to happen. You have to understand that. You have to make a first step to anything, to get anywhere. Yeah, I could have took the lazy route and said, well, since I can't find no job, I'm just going to sit around. No, I always want it great for myself. That's what Mom always taught me. If I close my eyes, what are you going to do? That's the life lesson I learned to this day, and I'm 40. I'll be 41 this year. What are you going to do if something happened to me? How are you going to live? How are you going to take care of yourself? I know we don't want our parents to die. We want them to live forever because our parents brought us into this world. Our parents taught us everything that they know so we can be successful and go forward. We learn from their mistakes and their rewards and everything that they do. Our parents are our parents. But we know one day that they're not going to be here, and we know one day we're not going to be here. That's just life. That's the design of everything. And God planned it that way because he knew how things would be. Today is a great gift. So don't waste it doing nothing or sitting under the tree. I'm not rich. I'm really not. I'm trying to build a vision, and I'm building a dream and a vision. I'm working on so much at one time until it feels like I'm overwhelmed. But like I said, great success just don't happen. If you want me to be greater than I am, please share my show with your friends and families. And please keep listening in. I need you to get to the next level. I can't do it by myself. This is a team effort. I come on and I broadcast. You come on and you listen. And I hope the words that I say change your life or provoke thought, growth, enlightenment, encouragement. That's all I'm trying to do. Because I'm trying to encourage myself to get to the next level as well. I'm encouraging you while I'm encouraging myself. I'm feeding you while I feed me. So please, your life story. And see where you want to go at. Look in the mirror at yourself. Do I want to keep the same route or do I want to do a different route? It's all up to you. And remember, we all have that right. We all have that right to have the right. So Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. You know how the thing goes. You have to dream bigger than you are. You have to put yourself in a position of greatness or being great at whatever you do. Don't settle for being mediocre or just getting by. It wasn't designed that way. Don't be lazy. Be willful. Be great. You have to be the one that tell your life story. Remember this. It's not how you start the race, but how you end the race that matter. Grace and mercy. Drive. Will get you further than anything else in this life. Never think that it won't happen. Don't get caught up in the process. The process is hard work. When I went to college, it was hard work. It was not easy, but I did it. Some days I didn't have any money for food. Some days I barely had enough money for gas. Some days I would pray, Lord, let this car make it to Charleston and Bay. But I did it. 3.5 years, y'all, of hard work and sacrifice to get my degree. Degrees. It was not easy. It was not what I thought it was going to be, but I did it. And let me tell you something. The end of something is always the hardest. It's never at the beginning. I remember getting my classes, and I looked at all the classes I had to take. I was like, oh, my goodness, all these classes. I'm never going to get this thing done. I took classes at a time, studied hard, passed them. I did it class by class, season by season, day by day. Some days were harder than others. Some classes were harder than others. But it's what you want to do. It's a test. Do you want to be great or do you not want to be great? Do you want to plan a legacy or not have a legacy? It's all about what you desire. You have to look at your life and your situation and say, do I want to do something different from this day on? Like Michael Jackson said, it's about the man in the mirror or woman in the mirror. It's all about you. I can't plan your life. You can't plan my life. I can just encourage you every week with food for the soul. And I like to say once again, thank you, Lysandra, for being a great you for granted, but I really don't. I love our friendship. I love your honesty. I love your opinions. I love your strong will. I love your smartness. I love your talent. Yo, this girl can write. She's also a minister, too. She's a great speaker as well. She's someone I'm glad to have on my team. The road has not always been easy. But in true friendship, you're not going to agree on everything. I'm just going to be honest in that part as well. We don't see eye to eye on everything. Because how does that really work? She's not going to agree with half the things I say, and I'm not going to agree with some of the things she says. But we can agree to disagree. That's what makes a friendship chain strong. If you got somebody that always agrees to everything that you say, you need to check that person and check yourself. Because your friends are your sounding board. They're going to tell you, hey, dog, no, I don't think that's a good idea, player. Oh, man, come on, cuz. Man, you know that's man. Come on, cuz. What's wrong, man? Are you for real with what you just did? Man, you know you acting up. Man, you acting like a donkey. Man, dog, get it right. Come on, dog. You know better than that. That's your true friend. They're going to check you. And if you got people in your corner that don't check you, then you ain't got no real friend. I'm just being honest. You better find your team and be your success and be great at what you do. Remember, this is Food for the Soul. Thank you for checking in every week. I'm sorry about I had to work Monday, but I got bills to pay. So I will bring the show every Monday, 5 p.m. or through the week to catch up. So keep checking out Food for the Soul. Love you guys. Remember, love breaks chains. Be good and be great.